Clock time for a bit more of this. It's our Proud to Pick campaign. Going very, very well. Thank you very much to everybody who's been getting involved with this. Now, you know the drill. 8,000 bags of litter picked across the two counties by the end of summer. That's the plan. And it's going pretty well. This is a great story. The students at Meadows First School in Bromsgrove are helping fight back against people who are throwing rubbish into the school grounds. There's a footpath that runs along the side of the playground, and people are chucking some really grim stuff in, things like full poo bags and drink cans, and drug equipment even, just some really, really unsavoury stuff. So the students were determined not to put up with this, so they've joined our Proud to Pick campaign, and they're mucking in and sorting it out themselves. The Keep Bromsgrove Beautiful group was so impressed that they've actually given them their own high-vis jackets and pickers. And it doesn't get much more of an honour than that. Our reporter, Nicola Goodwin, has been along to meet the kids.
Bit of sweet wrapper.
Yeah, it was like, it was old.
Yeah.
And like milk straws and milk straws wrappers. I found like this juice wrapper.
It was about
5 metres away from the bin.
They could have just picked it up and then put it in the bin.
It would help everyone.
Simple.
It's simple.
I can already see some litter from here.
Who's going to go and get it then?
Me.
They get very passionate about this issue around our school, and they're always got their eyes open and coming in and saying, Mrs Day, we need to do another litter pick. We found litter in the alleyway or somewhere else. So they're really good at spotting where the issue's happening and wanting to deal with it straight away. So, yeah, that part of the job is very easy, but it's great to work with such passionate children.
What sort of litter do you find, Evie? Is there litter that you really, really hate? What would be the worst litter ever?
Probably dog poo bags, especially when they're full of dog poo.
Sometimes mouldy, sort of, because they throw it and then it just stands there for ages and no one picks it up. They just think, oh, someone else will pick this up, just throws it, and then it's there forever, technically, because it will just biodegrade until tiny little bits.
Oh, wow! I think you're using those as a weapon!
And where are the worst places around the school for rubbish, and what sort of stuff do you find?
In the alleyway, I always find, like, poo bags and wet paper towels.
And then I found the beer can. It's been opened, and there's, like, brown water inside of it.
And once when we were litter picking in year four, Lexi found this massive pipe. I think that they're very lazy.
So people are walking past there, adults are walking past there and throwing their litter into a school playground. Yeah, and when you look at what the type of litter that's dropped and how dangerous potentially it could be, that does make me quite angry. But I work with some fantastic kids, so I'm a really lucky teacher.
One of the children mentioned that you found a really big pipe. Well, we know what that was used for. Hopefully they don't. But yeah. That sort of thing is being thrown into school grounds.
Yeah, I mean, we found bottles full of alcohol. At one point, we found needles, all sorts of disgusting other rubbish that I won't mention at the moment. So they are quite hazardous. And obviously they're hazardous to our children, but they're obviously a potential environmental threat as well. So the fact that these guys want to try and deal with that now at their age is just brilliant.
We are Meadows First School and we are proud to pick.
Yay! Thank you very much, Evie, Louie, Sebby and Dexter. And their teacher there, Mrs. Date. They're all from Meadows First School in Bromsgrove. And, picking up all that horrible stuff there, cans, drugs, filled dog poo bags, that all this people chucking over the thing into their playground. It's horrible, isn't it? I know people shouldn't do it. Whenever we talk about this, people say, well, you shouldn't go around clearing up after people because they'll just leave it. Yeah, but the thing is, it doesn't get cleared up otherwise, does it? It just stays there. I know people shouldn't do it, but we should be better than that. Just pick it up and get rid of it. We will tomorrow bring you the totaliser because, of course, we're doing this all through the summer.